BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Palestinian group Hamas has resumed rocket attacks on Israel after rejecting an Israeli offer to extend a temporary truce. Warning sirens went off in several Israeli cities, but no casualties have been reported. Yolande Now reports from Gaza.
The militant wing of Hamas says it's fired several rockets into Israel since the truce ended. A Hamas spokesman told the BBC that the scale of destruction that became apparent in Gaza during the day had been a game changer and claimed that Israel used such truces to prepare for more attacks on Palestinians. During the brief pause in fighting, thousands of Gazans returned to neighborhoods that have been the focus of intense Israeli tank fire and airstrikes in recent days, only to find their homes had been destroyed. Dozens of bodies were found in the rubble.
1,000 Palestinians have been killed since the conflict began. More than 40 Israelis, mostly soldiers, have also died. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters have held a demonstration in Paris, despite a ban imposed by the French authorities. Local authorities say 50 people were arrested during clashes with riot police. The rally of an estimated 5,000 people dispersed after about 2 hours, as police responded to stone-throwing with tear gas. In London, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters marched against Israel's military action in Gaza. A Dutch police mission in eastern Ukraine says its priority is to recover the remains and belongings of the passengers on board the crashed Malaysian airliner, and it will not investigate the crash site for now. The plane was apparently shot down 9 days ago over territory held by pro-Russian rebels. Tom Burridge reports from Ukraine.
There are 40 unarmed Dutch military police officers currently in the city of Kharkiv, but hundreds more police and personnel from the Netherlands and other countries are expected to arrive here over the coming days. For now, this international operation is only making preparations for the next phase of their mission, and they'll not move in large numbers to the crash site in rebel-controlled territory for several days. First, they want the approval of Ukraine's parliament, which they say will vote on the matter on Thursday.
The French President François Hollande has pledged that the remains of the 118 passengers and crew who died when their Air Algérie plane crashed in Mali this week will be speedily brought back to France.
Les équipes qui sont sur place puissent le temps nécessaire.
The teams who are there at the crash site could, in the necessary time, complete the work of recovering and identifying the bodies. And as soon as it becomes possible, all the bodies will be brought to France, and I mean all the bodies of all the passengers of this flight.
De tous les passagers de ce vol.
He stressed the need to determine the cause of the crash. World News from the BBC. The authorities in Sierra Leone have taken in a woman who had fled from a hospital in the capital Freetown after testing positive for the contagious Ebola virus. The woman, Saudatu Koroma, gave herself up after radio appeals urging the public to help find her. From Freetown, Umaru Fofana.
A health ministry spokesman told the BBC that the 32-year-old hairdresser and her parents, who are suspected to have the virus, have been taken to the east of the country where the only Ebola treatment centers and laboratory are located. Saudatu's family stormed a Chinese-run public hospital in the west of Freetown on Thursday evening and removed her after she had tested positive for Ebola.
The United States has evacuated all staff from its embassy in the Libyan capital Tripoli as fighting between rival groups intensifies for control of the nearby international airport. Tom Esselman does more.
In recent days, gun battles between rival militias close to the U.S. embassy have been intensifying. The fighting had already closed the international airport. And so the decision was taken to evacuate all U.S. personnel by road over the border to Tunisia. There was hefty military support. Among the embassy staff, it said, were dozens of Marines. Fighter jets, F-16s and Osprey aircraft provided overhead vigilance.
Afghanistan's Election Commission has suspended the auditing process of last month's disputed runoff presidential poll. It says it's to give the two candidates time to settle their disagreement over invalid votes. The audit has been put off until the end of the Muslim holiday of Eid next week. More than 800 government workers have been removed from their posts in China's southern province of Guangdong. The civil servants are known by the government as naked officials because they have family living abroad and are seen as more likely to become corrupt or leave the country without authorization. BBC News.